Don't just ride the index, seek to outperform it with Fidelity Active ETFs. Learn more at fidelity.com/active ETFs. Before investing in any exchange-traded fund, you should consider its investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Contact Fidelity for a prospectus, an offering circular, or if available, a summary prospectus containing this information. Read it carefully. While active ETFs offer the potential to outperform an index, these products may more significantly trail an index as compared with passive ETFs. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
We could try to explain what it's like to get your work done on a John Deere mower, compact tractor, or Gator XUV. But to really understand the feeling, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get in the seat or visit a dealer near you.
Hi, podcast listeners. Welcome to another weekly edition of Money Girl. I'm Laura Adams, the author of Money Girl's Smart Moves to Grow Rich. Grab a copy of the paperback or ebook from your favorite bookseller. And to get more money tips and advice that are not mentioned in the podcast, be sure to sign up for the free Money Girl newsletter at quickanddirtytips.com. While you're there, be sure to connect with me on social media or read a transcript of this show, which is episode number 347, How to Pay Less in Taxes, Part 2. In part one of this series, I covered tax credits and reviewed five common ones that you might qualify for. Today, we'll cover how tax deductions work and who can use them. Plus, you'll learn four additional strategies to reduce your taxes and save more money. A tax deduction is an amount you can subtract from your taxable income, which reduces the amount of tax you have to pay. For example, if your taxable income is $40,000 and you're eligible to claim $5,000 in deductions, then you're only taxed on $35,000. There are loads of tax-deductible expenses, such as charitable donations, medical expenses, mortgage interest, property taxes, and student loan interest. Some tax deductions require you to itemize your tax return, and some don't. So let's make sure you understand how to itemize. When you file your tax return, you can choose between listing out specific deductions on a form called Schedule A or claiming the standard deduction for your tax filing status. You should always choose the method that gives you the largest deduction and saves you the most money. If you add up all your allowable deductions and they total more than the standard deduction, be sure to itemize. However, you must keep records, such as receipts and invoices, to substantiate your itemized deductions. Unfortunately, many Americans are too lazy to do this and end up overpaying taxes every year. Don't be one of them. The best way to make sure that you never miss an itemized deduction is to review Schedule A of Form 1040. I'll have a link to this form in the show transcript. You'll see the entire list that you can claim for the tax year. There's also an instruction sheet for Schedule A, which gives you details about each of the deductions. Now, I mentioned that some deductions don't require you to itemize on Schedule A. These are called adjustments to income because they adjust or reduce your gross taxable income directly on the main tax form. Here are some examples of adjustment deductions: contributions to a health savings account, moving expenses, self-employed health insurance, contributions to retirement plans, student loan interest, and alimony payments. This isn't a complete list, but claiming these types of deductions means that you don't have to complete Schedule A. However, some of them do require you to fill out another IRS form or worksheet. Again, don't let paperwork keep you from saving money. Taking the time each year to maintain records and complete forms will help you cut your tax bill and really pay off. In addition to using tax credits and deductions to pay less in taxes, here are four additional tips to keep more of your hard-earned money. Tax tip number one, adjust your withholding. If you look forward to celebrating a big tax refund each year, it may actually be hurting your finances. Consider this. When you file a tax return, you're really just settling up with the government. If you didn't pay enough during the previous year through payroll deductions or quarterly estimated payments or quarterly estimated payments if you're self-employed, then you have to pay the difference on tax day. But if you overpaid during the previous year, then you get a tax refund for the excess. So, a tax refund is simply an indication that you handed over way too much money to the government every single month during the year. I don't know about you, but I'd rather use my own money instead of giving it to Uncle Sam as an interest-free loan. You should have kept that money instead and put it to work earning a nice return in a savings or retirement account. By receiving a higher paycheck, instead of waiting over a year to get a tax refund, you have more control over your money every month. To review your payroll tax withholding and potentially increase your net pay, complete Form W-4. You can submit it to your employer at any time during the year. If you need help, ask your employer or use the withholding calculator at irs.gov, and I'll include a link to that in the show notes. Tax tip number 2, contribute to a retirement account. You know that you should be saving for retirement. Plus, the fact that retirement contributions lower your tax bill is an added bonus. No matter if you use a retirement plan at work, an account for the self-employed, or a traditional IRA, the money you put in is never taxed until you make withdrawals in the future. Tax tip number 3, contribute to a health spending account. Health spending accounts allow you to pay for certain medical expenses with tax-free money. Two of the most popular are flexible spending accounts and health savings accounts. A flexible spending account, or FSA, can be set up by an employer for workers who elect to set aside a portion of their earnings to pay for qualified medical expenses on a pre-tax basis. These accounts have a use-it-or-lose-it rule because you typically forfeit funds not spent by the end of the plan year. On the other hand, a health savings account, or HSA, can be used by anyone who has a qualifying high-deductible health plan, even if you're self-employed, unemployed, or retired. Your contributions aren't taxed as long as you spend them on qualified medical expenses. Plus, they roll over and accumulate year to year if you don't spend them. If you're eligible for either one of these tax-advantaged accounts, be sure to take advantage of the opportunity to spend pre-tax money. For complete information, take a look at IRS Publication 969. And tax tip number 4, hire a professional. In many cases, spending a little money on a tax professional is the best way to save. Their job is to stay up to date on tax laws that are always changing. So he or she may find additional tax credits or deductions, help you stay organized, and strategize on whether you should speed up or postpone certain expenses. And one final quick and dirty tip is that the IRS ends up with millions of dollars that it tries to refund to taxpayers each year but can't reach them. If you moved last year, complete Form 8822 to change your address and make sure that your money follows you to your new home. From tax credits to health spending accounts, there are many ways to reduce your taxes.
Money Girl is sponsored by Claritin. If you're like me and you suffer from allergies, you know this time of year can be pretty rough. There's a lot of sneezing, itchy eyes, congestion, and they can really hold you back from living the life you want to live. Luckily for those with allergies, you can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This is a product designed for serious allergy sufferers. It's got two ingredients in one pill that relieve allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combo of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant relieves all the symptoms that you suffer. And what I love about Claritin D is that it starts working in as little as 30 minutes. Plus, it's non-drowsy, so you can still make the most of your day. I can take Claritin D and then get on the mic and record a podcast without being too congested. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
This episode is brought to you by AARP. 10 years from today, Lisa Schneider will trade in her office job to become the leader of a pack of dogs. As the owner of her own dog rescue, that is. A second act made possible by the reskilling courses Lisa's taking now with AARP to help make sure her income lives as long as she does. And she can finally run with the big dogs. And the small dogs, who just think they're big dogs. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/skills.
If a friend asks how you're doing, and you say,
I'm okay.
When the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone.
Or you say,
hang it in there.
Because
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak.
Then this is your sign to call, text, or chat. 988 for free, confidential support. Anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.
I'm glad you're listening. Cha-ching! That's all for now. Courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
People today can spend half their lives over 50. So it's good to be financially ready for what's important to you as you get older, like a family vacation. Or starting your dream business.
Welcome to Connie's Coffee. How may I help you?
AARP's trusted financial tools can help you plan for whatever your future holds. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Start planning today at aarp.org/moneytools.